My name is Mavis Leonard. I live in Southgate, California. And I am actually an old woman who was created by Phil Henry. He does my voice. He does other people's voices. I don't like it any more than you do. But that's what he does. He is very talented. And he is probably the most talented man in radio today. And if you don't like that, you can go up my tired old ass and find another excuse for living. What do you think of that? Phil Henry now. Great man. Phil Henry, go ahead, man.
one 800 449 8686, Phil Henry Show. Gee, I almost forgot about Mavis there, so thanks, Greg. It's Phil Henry Show here. We'll be at Yankee Doodle's restaurant March 31st from noon to 2 to sign our special edition vinyl picture disc and our CD, if you'd like. We'll be selling both. While we're there, be sure to check out the Phil Henry lunch specials at Yankee Doodle. They're located at 21870 Victory Boulevard, Woodland Hills, California. For more information, you can go to our website, philhenryshow.com. And we're looking forward to seeing you. And Yankee Doodles is cool. They've got pool tables. They've got booze. You know, you can smoke maybe a cigarette outside, probably not inside. Well, maybe nobody will hassle you if you blast up. Anyway, that's 21870 Victory Boulevard. Part six in our 15-part series, Today's Woman, features Bob Green. He's the owner of Designer Options. And I had lunch with him today, and he's at his office right now in Santa Monica. But he is a very interesting guy and a guy who is coming up with different ideas for women, especially this coming summer. Women are constantly thinking about fashion, especially being on the beach, and also larger women, full-figured women, that kind of thing, Bob?
That's right, Phil, but we don't use the word full-figured at Designer Options, and we don't use words like full-figured, we don't use heavier, or things like that. We decided, and I can tell you, Phil, it come at a particularly tough time for me.
You were at a showing, right, for retailers?
That's right. I was showing a line of women's fashions that I had picked up to some retailers. I was very frustrated. People didn't see what they liked. And I was thinking, how do I create the definitive fashion line for larger women, fatter women, whatever term you want to call it? My daughter is 19 going on 20. She is what we have traditionally called full-figured. But I got really, and I think to any man who is married to a full-figured woman, I got a little tired, and I guess I just had a long day, but I finally snapped because I got so tired of listening to her say the following phrase, there's nothing for me to wear. There's nothing for the full-figured woman to wear. It got me to thinking. Full-figured, I think, is a wrong way of looking at larger women. And the women who are in your audience right now who are full-figured, Phil, what we came upon is, I think, something more positive and something that allows her to begin to see herself as having personality and class. You're not full-figured. You're not larger. You are an enormous opportunity for some lucky guy.
So the women who are traditionally full-figured see themselves as an enormous opportunity.
An enormous opportunity. What Designer Options did was we came out with tons of fabric and tons of fashion, which is a couple of different lines. Here's the thing that I think is wrong with most enormous opportunity for a lucky guy women. They see themselves as fat. They don't see themselves as thin. They don't see themselves as svelte. They don't see themselves as skinny. And we are here today, Phil, to tell your listeners and to tell you that I don't care how large a woman is, she's an enormous opportunity for a lucky guy, and she can wear everything a thin woman wears. If she dresses thin, she's going to look thin, and when you feel like you look thin, other people see you that way as well. And
now, you're saying that everything a thin woman wears, full-figured women, excuse me, or the enormous...
Enormous opportunity for a lucky guy, Phil.
Enormous opportunity for some lucky guy women can dress thin.
That is correct, and let me give an example. We've got we have right now online mini skirts. We have bikinis. We have halter top summer dresses. We have spandex mini skirts. We've got a non-roll waistband anchoring mini skirt, and this anchors to the thigh so it doesn't ride up. The waistband does not roll down. Tons of fashion also. We have a beautiful gingham check capri pants with a larger break at the knee, so there's no ripping or tearing if you sit down. All of our pants have reinforced zippers. And so anything your thin friend wears, you can wear. And the only difference is we use more fabric. Now, what's wrong with that? And that's what we say at Designer Options. If you are a big woman, stop seeing yourself as big. Start seeing yourself as an enormous opportunity and dress thin.
All right, now I'm going to be devil's advocate here.
Please do, Phil.
All right, I'm going to be devil's advocate here for just a moment. We're talking about a bigger woman, or as you call it, an enormous opportunity for some lucky guy woman. A mini skirt? A bikini?
A bikini, not only that, with a thong back. Here's the thing that I'm trying to say. If you are a large woman, if you have a weight, if you're a diet challenged, if you have a weight problem, you need to, in the world of men, Phil, and I don't mean to be crude, but in the world of men, we call it growing a pair. And
What are you talking about, getting some guts?
Getting the guts to wear a bikini, getting the guts to wear a miniskirt, getting the guts to wear anything like that. Because if you do, people are going to start seeing you as thin.
They won't just see a big woman wearing a miniskirt. Or a big woman...
No, people begin to see you as thin. And by thin, I don't mean skinny as in anorexic, and I'm not talking about, as thin as I don't know who you want to mention, Courtney Cox, but I am talking about the illusion that you look good in that miniskirt.
Okay, well, there's something that I think is a little highly charged. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green from Designer Options, who's come out with a line of clothing for, he doesn't call them full-figured women, enormous opportunity for some lucky guy women. Large women who...
Women who are a little bit fat, right.
Okay. You're saying that a fat woman should wear miniskirts, bikinis, you got a whole line of these things, the clothing that skinny women usually wear, you've got them.
That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bob, just because a big woman puts on a thong bikini doesn't mean people are going to...
But she has to carry herself like she's thin. Put on the thong bikini. Challenge yourself. Have some courage. It's difficult enough if you want to diet, but if you don't want to diet, you want to maintain the body that you've got, put on that thong back bikini, put on that mini skirt, put on those cowboy boots and those tight jeans and go on out dancing. Act as if you have the energy. Act as if you have the physiology to be able to go out and dance and run around all day, even though I understand for a lot of you it's difficult to breathe after about an hour of doing that. But
if you've got a weight problem and...
No, enormous opportunity.
All right, if you're an enormous opportunity for a guy, but you still have a difficult time breathing because of the...
Because of all the fat?
Yeah.
Well, if you... Again, Phil, it is if you act thin, you will be thin and people will see you as thin. Mask your breathing problem, mask the perspiration problem by carrying some paper toweling or whatever you need, but do it in such a way so as to convince the world and then ultimately yourself that you are thin. And
it sounds like an awful, to me it sounds like an awful lot of psychological energy being expended, a lot of mental energy being expended. What do you mean carrying paper towels?
Because a lot of the enormous opportunity for some lucky guy women, because of the perspiration, you want to get out there and you want to be on the go.
Look, running around, say, at Disneyland or running around at Universal or running up and down the mountain in Colorado going skiing might be fine for someone who's in shape. But you're saying somebody who is overweight, who is...
No, enormous opportunity. I want to lose that.
All right, well, whatever the term is, but you're saying that this woman should act as if she's skinny.
Act as if you're skinny, be on the go, and people will see you as that way. But the minute you start to pant, the minute you show evidence of catching your breath, the minute you show any perspiration, the minute you say, can we sit down for a few minutes and let me catch my breath, the minute you say that the minute you bring up diet, anything like that, people see you as a tub of fat, but you won't be the enormous challenge or the enormous opportunity for a lucky guy. You're an enormous tub of guts, and you don't want to do that. And so what we're trying to say here at Designer Options is, if you're a fat woman, would you please just be quiet about it and just get into our clothing, because you will...
Well, you're the guy that said that. Your daughter was complaining about not having anything to wear, and as a result of that, you decided to come up with this clothing line, even though she's your daughter, even though
I just got tired of listening to her and all of her, if I could say, her fat friends belly aching about not having anything to wear. So this is what we're trying to do. We're coming out.
So you're coming out with mini skirts, and you're coming out with all kinds of designer dresses and capri pants, and you're coming out with a thong back bikini for big women to wear, even though they weigh all that as much as they do. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I had to put him on hold, Mike, so please apologize. It's the Phil Henry Show. We talk here with Bob Green. Our ongoing series, Today's Woman, he's with Designer Options. And he says that if you put on a tight pair of jeans, you put on a tight pair of capri pants, you wear a thong back bikini, and you feel you look thin, people are going to see you as thin. Now, a lot of what he says has to do with just having the guts to put on a miniskirt that'll roll up at the waist. I don't know. 1-800-449-8... How come that takes guts? Is that a little dumb? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to our program here. We've got Bob Green from Designer Options to talk to you ladies about designer ideas, fashion ideas, especially not the, you know, we're not talking about full figured or fat. We're talking about enormous opportunity for some lucky guy. And why do you call them that instead of full figured, Bob?
Because we want them to see themselves as just that, an enormous opportunity and not somebody with a weight problem or a liability. And let me be clear about something, Phil. A lot of these big fat or enormous opportunity women, they're among some of the most defensive people in our society, so they're not going to grasp this concept. It is difficult for a big woman to look at herself in any positive light. So I know I've got a challenge, but somebody has got to do it. And at Designer Options, we've been answering these challenges of women's fashion since 1975. We believe we can create a beautiful snakeskin pantsuit with a halter top for a woman for an enormous opportunity.
Well, let's talk weight. How much weight?
We can put a woman into a snakeskin pantsuit who weighs 250 pounds and she'll look gorgeous.
You'll put a snakeskin pantsuit on her, 250 pounds, she'll look great.
Absolutely great, yeah.
All right, let's go over to Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Lisa, hello.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
I'll tell you what, I think you're nuts. I mean, I'm not overweight myself, and
Can I say something, Lisa? If you are overweight, don't be afraid to admit it.
I'm not. I'm 5'8", and I weigh 140 pounds, and that's
all right,
not overweight at all.
Isn't the measurement of a friend of yours. That's really what you are.
That is God's honest truth. That's what I am.
All
but,
right, because
I mean,
a lot of women who are the enormous opportunity, what we call enormous opportunity for lucky guy women, they don't want to say that they are big and fat, or whatever you want to call it, and they'll,
right,
they'll pretend
like...
Right,
I know people that are, but I'm just telling
you... You're not
if,
pretending. You're not pretending you're skinny.
No, absolutely not. I'm just saying that...
Let me do something with you. Lisa, let's say you were fat.
Pantsuit
makes Hold on.
Me sick to my stomach.
What's that?
I mean, you got to be kidding me. The people that
have
this... Oh, so
now you're putting down fat people. Is that what you're doing?
Absolutely.
You're putting down,
I mean,
I'm putting
them down, but
right.
I definitely don't want to see them in a
snake
skin pantsuit.
So this is self-hate that you have.
She said she's not fat.
Oh, she's a woman who obviously is battling a weight problem. And because you're on the telephone, what you can do with me, Lisa, is imagine yourself as skinny.
No,
imagine yourself
you know
as
what?
Thin.
That's the only defense
I
that
can
you
imagine
have for
you
my
as
comment.
Thin. I can imagine
that's
you as
what
thin,
it is.
Okay?
That's the only defense that you have
no,
for
the,
my comment.
The fact that you're putting down fat people proves that there's something a little bit wrong with your view of the world.
I'm putting
right?
down your...
If you don't like anybody in a snakeskin suit, you don't have to look at them, okay? But what I would
that's
suggest
true,
that
you
that
you're
do,
telling people that they'll make
yeah,
them think
get
they're
the butter out of your Get the butter and cheese out of your diet, okay? You bother
oh,
me.
Please.
All right, okay. 1-800-44...
What a fat... Jeez, I can't stand that.
Well, what are you talking about? The lady said that she...
No, she said she's skinny, but I can tell a woman who is fat and is hiding it. And I would say to you, Lisa, if you're still listening, get the butter, cheese, and cream out of your diet now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Ann on the Phil Henry Show. Ann?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Go ahead.
This is Ann.
Go ahead. You got anything to say?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. Here is Christina. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Fat women are also not that bright either. A lot of them are not, but some of them are.
Go ahead, Christina.
Okay, first of all, if a woman is big, they're
how
not
big are you?
One. How big am I?
How big are you, yeah.
I am pretty big for my age.
All right, now we're talking. You're just my kind of gal, Christina,
okay,
because
but the
I
thing
can
is,
make... All right, go
the
ahead.
The thing is I'm not going to go out and put a mini skirt on because that just looks tacky and really gross.
That's what you think. That's what you think.
That's
you know,
what
so,
I think, yeah.
Christina, I tell you something right now. You're an enormous opportunity for some lucky guy. Okay?
That's fine, but if the guy's going to like me, it's going to be my personality, not either if I'm overweight or not.
I got to break a pretty serious piece of news to you. It ain't going to happen. No guy likes a woman strictly for her personality. He will like you, though, because you have the courage to stretch a miniskirt across what is probably a pretty large, I mean, I don't want to say, but you got a big backyard, don't you? Right?
All right, look.
Forget about her backyard. I mean...
Well, I'm just saying. See what I'm saying, Christina? You get into a thong bathing suit. Forget about your personality.
I'm not going to go out and wear a thong bathing suit. If I am overweight, I'm overweight. But if I'm going to think I'm thin, it's not going to make me thinner.
Well, darling, it will make you feel thinner and people
will
perceive...
It will make me feel thinner, but
yes.
That's not going to solve anything. I'm not
yes,
going to be
will,
thinner
because
I think I am.
Your thin girl... Look, your thin girlfriend...
The way you're going to get thinner is by... exercising and dieting, that's the
Christina,
only way.
Here's
not
the thing.
Because you're going to wear some mini skirt.
Why put yourself to that torture when you can have... Look, your thin girlfriends
that's
tell you can't
torture.
Wear a mini skirt. Guys, on the other hand, love it. You've been listening to too many skinny women. And you might... It's just as well... all those skinny girlfriends of yours, Christina?
What about them?
Okay, you see them crossing the street, you might as well run them down in your car for all the good they do you. And I would recommend, because they're skinny and they feed you full of a lot of lies about yourself, that you can't look fantastic.
I know I'm overweight, and that's fine with me.
When's the last time you got into a miniskirt?
Never.
Well, you're missing out. You're missing out because you got no guts, because your skinny girlfriends are swinging out of the mall with their Bloomingdale bags, waving in the breeze, and their floppy summer hats, and there you are sitting alone in a car. Going for another bologna sandwich or going for another, you know what I'm saying? As you wait for them
no,
to get in the car.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Because you're the designated
stupid.
Driver for their shopping spree.
No, it's stupid because I'm happy the way I am without wearing a miniskirt or
let me use a term that we used to use in Vietnam. I'm going to apply it to you. There's a thin woman inside of you trying to get out. But before she comes out, she needs to be dressed in one of my fantastic tons of fashion, designer fashions. And I want to give you my phone number, Christina.
All right, hold on for a minute. We'll give it on the air. Christina, thank you for your call, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, as we talk to Bob Green, who is the head of designer options, about big women, fat women, and women who are,
enormous opportunities.
Enormous opportunity women. All right, Kathy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, I guess my comment is I am overweight myself. I'm about 5'5", and I weigh about 200 pounds.
Okay.
And I definitely think that, big women can be attractive and can be sexy.
You're an enormous opportunity.
Right, I am. I'm an enormous opportunity. Thank you. But I do believe that enormous opportunity women can be attractive and be professional looking, but I don't believe that happens...
Can I ask you something?
Why
is it that only thin women can look like sluts? Let's be honest. Come on.
Well, if I was thin, I wouldn't wear it.
Let's be honest about it. Why is it that only thin women get the fun of looking like a slut on a Friday night?
Well, I don't think it looks...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, the fun of looking like a slut. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. With me is Bob Green from Designer Options, and we're talking about a revolutionary line of clothing for what they call the enormous opportunity for men, women. That meaning, can we say fat?
Well, I don't appreciate... I don't like anybody other than those of us in the designer business to say the word fat, because I think that people who are not in the clothing business use that word with a little bit of spite. I will say that they are fat women who need to see themselves rather as enormous opportunities.
And it, but you're saying I can't use that word.
I think it's misunderstood. I think it sounds a little ugly coming out of someone's mouth who's not a designer. Fat women, and we're talking about women who have obviously given up on any semblance of concern for their self-image or concern for their looks, they need to begin to restructure how they feel about themselves. And if you are an enormous opportunity for man, woman, you need to see yourself as somebody who can wear lingerie, bikinis, all kinds of knit dresses, and I mean a tight-knit dress.
Even though she's 250 pounds, this is the thing that I'm talking about. You know, we're discussing that...
No, if she's 250, especially if she's 250 pounds.
Well, you just heard a lady who was overweight or full-figured or an enormous opportunity for men. Woman say she doesn't want to wear that stuff because she doesn't want to look silly.
Well, if she thinks she looks... I think a woman who's 250 pounds can wear a tight-knit dress. Okay, and I think she can pretend as if she has the health to run around town.
Well, what is this pretend? So, in other words, she's got to running around on the go, going to Disneyland, going to the Rockies skiing, going to downtown Chicago, whatever. Meanwhile, she's sweating into a roll of paper towels that you say she should keep in her purse. And you say that she needs to mop up the sweat so her friends think she's thin.
The whole idea, Phil, is image, isn't it?
Perhaps.
Then you've got to get people to believe you're thin. And first thing you do is you mop sweat, you slow down, you pretend like you can go as fast as they can.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Elaine, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Fine. Get off that speakerphone, will you?
I'm not on a speaker. I'm on a cell phone. Let me take it out of my ear and go to the regular phone.
Yeah, well, we'll hold on while you do that. Here is Nancy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Hi.
I have an exception to what your guest today is saying. He's saying that overweight women, women who are fat is the term that he uses, can wear anything that anyone should wear, any thin
person, a tight
dress.
Absolutely, right, right. And I think women are the ones that give each other the wrong message, too, about this. Women are the number one offenders when it comes to making each other feel as if they can't look good.
What I was saying was that you're saying even a thong bikini is okay. Well, wearing clothes is about how you feel.
If you think you look good, you can convince people that you do look good.
It makes you feel. And you're telling women that it's okay to dress up like a
slut. Hey, Nancy, even I'm confused about what you're trying to say. You just said what he's been saying for the last 40 minutes, that it's how it makes you feel.
And Nancy,
exactly.
What I meant by the slut thing is a thin woman can dress up, she can wear a short skirt, she can wear what do you call those things, Phil, the things that hold the stockings up.
Okay, let me finish my statement.
I don't know,
statement.
The things that hold the stockings.
My answer to
garter
your
belt?
Question.
Garter belt, yeah, they can wear that. Any thin woman can look a little loose sexually, shall we say. A fat woman's not allowed to dress that way, for an enormous opportunity woman. How much do you weigh?
I weigh 150, and I'm 5'4".
Yeah, okay.
And
sure.
I'm going to finish my
here
initial
go.
Statement.
Here we go again.
So, in other words, she's fat and she's masking it.
I don't know.
You're amazing.
Well, no, 5'4" and 150?
Yes.
That's big.
Yes.
Okay.
But my point is that, yes, clothes are an attitude. But the way that you're coming across is that you're telling women that it's okay to dress tacky and provocative, and that will make you feel thin because you're going to think thin. And that's not the point. The point
you know
is what
Nancy,
a person
I don't know what your personal morality
in.
Is about, but if a woman wants to dress like a slut, why shouldn't a fat woman dress just as slutty as a skinny woman? You don't want to do that, that's fine, you know, but don't speak for other women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Did this lady come back, Elaine?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want?
Okay, are we on with the...
Okay, Elaine, spit it out or we're moving on to another call.
Okay.
What do you need?
Let's go. I think he's a crackpot.
Let me ask this, Elaine. Elaine, how much do you weigh?
259 pounds.
All right, so you're talking exactly what I'm trying to say here.
Yes, exactly, except you're talking crap. 259.
Why? Because you're fat and you don't think you could be allowed to look like a slut?
I don't want to look like a slut. I'm beautiful. I weigh 259 pounds. I have a man that loves me. I just got married.
Well, what's wrong
with... I met him at 259 pounds.
If you're happy with the way you look, what are you calling me for? I'm talking about these fat women who don't like the way they look.
Well, you're not going to change them. You're over here. I want to say something else to you. You're over here promoting
your
line of clothing.
Who are you to speak for them?
Who am I? You're insulting. You are insulting.
How am I insulting?
Well, first of all, you said...
Now, everybody you've talked to, you have insulted.
No, wait a second.
And yet you want to promote your line of clothing, but you're telling them not to eat butter and cheese.
No, there was a lady who called, and she was obviously fat.
I learned exactly what she said.
I could tell by the fact that...
If she doesn't eat a butter and cheese, you don't have a line of clothing to sell, do you?
I don't care about her, because she doesn't have the guts to face the fact that she's an enormous opportunity.
You'd rather women look like sluts than beautiful women.
I would rather that a full-figured or enormous opportunity woman dress the
way
a skinny woman would dress, okay?
You designed this line of clothing after your daughter.
I've been listening to fat women like you. I've been listening
to
fat women
like
you.
You
no, I've been listening to fat
year.
Women like you complain about there's nothing to wear for years.
Also, I
Why
have
don't
a
you
PhD.
Just shut up?
I have a master's degree in marketing and
sure you
also
do.
A PhD.
Sure you
I
do.
Do.
Sure,
You're
whatever.
You're about marketing your line of clothing
Do you
in
carry
the wrong
around
way.
Paper towels to mop up the grease from your pores or what?
Not
you,
at
are
all.
You, are you the kind of person who is going to...
All right, now that's not what you asked women to do.
Well, I'm asking her. Is she the kind of person who's going to face that if she got unhappy with her weight, she could do something about it? She's calling me and telling me what to do.
I'm 42
you don't even
years
speak
old
for
and
other
I'm happy
women.
With my weight.
Well, if you are, then why are you calling me?
I
this is for women who aren't...
Okay, he's asking a really good question. He's asking a good question, Elaine. If you're happy with your weight, why are you calling? This is for...
This is for fat slobs who aren't.
Okay, he's
okay?
trying...
So, I tell you what, Elaine, quit trying to tell
other... for women to lose weight. It's a bunch of crap.
Look, face it. The only way an enormous woman's going to get attention from a man is to dress like in a provocative way.
Like a slut. So you're saying
oh,
the only
come
thing
on.
That men want are sluts.
You
that
know,
is
so,
not true.
All right, thanks a lot, Elaine. Jesus. You know, what is it with you arguing and...
Well, she sounds like just like a typical fat woman.
And what happened to the enormous opportunity for woman line that you wanted everybody to use? And
but remember, I said I could use the word fat.
Okay, so they're fat. I mean, what is it with you arguing with these people? If they don't want to dress this way, they don't...
Look, they can wear everything their skinny girlfriends wear. We just use more fabric.
And by the way, you use just everything their skinny friends wear, you use more fabric. How much does it cost?
We do repurpose the price.
What does that mean, you repurpose the price? So it's more.
Well, if you're going to use more fabric, it's going to cost you more. So a thong bikini that a skinny girl can wear... Say she spends, oh, I don't know, $60 for a nice bikini. Yeah, it's going to be $120, $100 and a half.
Oh, great. So you're going to put a large or enormous opportunity woman, whatever the hell you want to call her, into a thong bikini for $100 and a half.
And that's a very beautifully designed bikini, though.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see anybody going for it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Pam on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, are you, do you make money with your investments on the larger clothes?
Yes, we do.
You do make money. I'm
Absolutely.
46 years old. I weigh 278 pounds.
You're how old, dear?
Nothing, 46. There is nothing worse than a fat woman dressing skinny. Wearing
no,
clothes
no,
that
that's because
small.
that's your self-image problem. You look at the mirror,
I don't,
you
I
see
just
that,
to let you know, buddy.
But
you're
I didn't
not.
Tell you. Huh? Hello? Another fat woman with no guts. Another fat woman hangs up on Bob Green. If I could give you a nickel, Phil, for all of the large women who call up designer options, wanting to get into a thong bikini, wanting to get into a tight cowboy pants, hi, I don't want to, and then they hang up on you. I'd be a multi-millionaire. I'd make more money doing that than I do selling this stuff to them. So I could tell you that...
Well, she just made a statement. She's fat and she doesn't want to dress skinny. And I can tell you right now, it may be the time for you to reassess this business. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Women, overweight women looking slutty, got to make them feel more secure. Isn't that going to make them feel
insecure? Because they can dress like a thin
insecure?
Woman. They can dress like a thin woman. And thin women who, you've been into bars on Friday nights.
But why don't you say they're overweight?
I'm saying
if they're comfortable with the way they look,
right.
then
they are enormous
why make them
opportunities.
Look slutty?
They are enormous opportunities for men. I'm just saying they can look as attractive as they're skinny. You, for instance, you, Jennifer.
What's to say
Jennifer,
an overweight woman does not look attractive? Look at singer Winona Judd. She's
yeah.
beautiful.
Okay. All
she
right.
doesn't look slutty. She's
okay,
comfortable
Jessica,
with herself.
Okay, Jessica, I'll tell you what. Well, why don't you go to bed with her? Because
I'm a woman.
Whoa.
I'm going to go to bed with another woman.
Oh, really? Well, you think she's so hot looking. Do me a favor, will you, Jennifer? Go out and find a man that thinks that way. And then
who are you? Winona Judd, Jennifer?
There are millions of men
that
think that way.
Who's the other one? Naomi is the one that I thought.
Yeah, how about Ashley? You want to talk Judds? We're talking
all
Ashley.
Beautiful.
Jesus,
but wait,
all
does
the
not
Judds.
Make a difference if you're beautiful or not. Weight does not make a difference if you're comfortable with yourself.
Jennifer, but if you're not comfortable, what do? You dress thin. Now, Jennifer, you, for instance, you can start dressing thin. You can start putting on clothes that your skinny girlfriends wear.
I am thin.
Oh, sure. Here we go again.
Oh, you want to come see me? I am thin.
You know the
thin.
Lies
Trust
that I hear
me.
Here?
Okay, wait a second. You're talking about her. Jennifer, you're thin. Is that it?
Yes.
And
by the way, Phil, if we're going to talk about Judds or Jugs, as I like to call them, can we talk about the good-looking ones, not Winona? Because I have
Winona is a beautiful woman.
I got
woman.
A dinner date here in 15 minutes, and the thought of that while I'm going into my aperitif. What? What?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. I don't know what you just said.
Well, Jennifer, I'll say this. Cream, cheese, butter, all those things. If you want to be skinny, I can't help you.
I am
all
thick.
The thick, homogenized milk, everything.
I'm telling you, women of a bigger size dressing slutty is not going to make them feel more secure.
You know, Ashley Judd was missing. You know that Ashley Judd was missing most of last summer?
What?
Ashley Judd was missing for most.
Who cares if she was missing or not?
I'm going to tell you this because what they found, she was hiding in Winona's ass crack, and they never did.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, you're going to hang up on me like you do all the other guests because you can't think of a real topper to
get out of here.
No, I'm going to stay here.
Get out of here.
No. Come on, you have to wrap this bit up clean. I will not let you just hang up on another character.
Get out of here. I mean,
wrap it up clean.
Okay, it's been nice talking to you, Bob.
That's not funny.
They found her up Winona's ass crack, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she ought to wear some of your fashions and...
No, that's not funny either.
Get bug off. 1-800-449-8686. Do you have that catalog, that designer options catalog? Okay, would you get rid of it? Okay, no, it's not any birthday present anytime soon for anybody. And to think I wanted it for that. 1-800-449-86. No, I didn't want to see if there was anything in there that I could wear. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Let me call Catherine. This is the Phil Henry Show, and Catherine is my stepdaughter, and I'm going to call her. This is one of those cool things where you just do an out call, and you don't know, like, you're calling the airport, and you don't know what's going to happen, and, like, it's only been done 8 million times. Only this time, I'm calling my kid, because she did call. So, is this 818 here? It's not doing anything, man. This is exactly the kind of radio that I make fun of, and now I'm doing it. Okay, just go ahead. What do you mean I got to put it on hold?
No, I mean you have to pull the pot down.
Okay, the pot's down.
Yeah,
now what do I do?
Now go ahead. Oops. Now go ahead and dial it. It should work.
Dude, I just did that, man. I just did that. Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
Great. I don't know what's wrong with it. That's the kind of crap I want to take a gun and shoot somebody, okay? I mean, have we got a phone bank here and I can make an out call on or not? Do we? We don't? My kid just called. I want to call her, and I can't call her. And I thought we could do this during a commercial break. You told me we could, and now we can't?
I've done it before.
What are you doing? Are you on it now? What do you mean put her on hold? Can you make it ring? Go ahead. Make it ring. Can you make it ring? You can call my house and put her on hold and then put her on the air. I don't understand what you're talking about. Can you put the ringing sound on the air so I can talk to her when she answers the phone? You can't do that? It was my understanding that we had equipment that could do that. Now I'm told halfway through a bit that we can't do that. This is where other radio shows don't fall down. Other radio shows, they can make an out call. But not the Phil Hendry show. Because if I spring anything on anybody around here, it turns into freaking Chernobyl. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. We can't make an out call. We can't do this. We can't do that. What is that now? Is that a dial tone that I'm hearing? Then why can't I... Why can't I dial it? Good Lord. Never mind. Forget it, man. You know, I'm wasting valuable airtime here. There's a whole lot of radio stations across the country that take this show so they can hear a little bit of a fast-paced kind of move, the entertainment value of this thing. I'm not going to sit here with my thing in my hands trying to dial a telephone. There's a lot of radio stations going to be carrying a whole lot of other radio shows than this crap. I'm going to sit here and dial out because it's kind of groovy to listen to Phil flumfer around, try to call his house. My kid just called, and I didn't have any time. Catherine, if you're listening, honey, I can't call you because Mr. Taylor can't make the equipment work. Now what are you doing? You're checking your Palm Pilot to see how things are going? Okay, well, let me just move right along here. You go right ahead and you do that. And let me tell you the other good news about my life. My wife says to me today, because I told you I'm at 247. Notice I'm just going to segue into something else here. It really does bother me. Why shouldn't it bother me? Why shouldn't it? Or am I supposed to be too professional not to mention anything? It's very difficult to ask a guy to just segue out of that and go into something else when something that was supposed to work ain't working. What a piece of crap. Unbelievable. By the way, all those favorite disc jockeys that you hear making those out calls and they don't tell people they're on the air until they put them on the air, they're breaking the law. I just thought I'd say that if there's any attorney out there that would like to sue. All those guys that say, let's call the airport and get a cab driver. Next time somebody does that to you, you ever hear a guy put you on the radio, you can sue him. You can have him criminally prosecuted. You can have him put in jail. How do I know? Because they almost did it to me. Yeah, if you ever call, anybody ever calls you from a radio station and tells you that you're on the air without asking your permission first, you can take them before the DA and have them criminally prosecuted. Can we just be clear about that? I just want to see one of my fellow broadcasters go to jail for the crap that I get sued and messed and screwed with. And now look at this. The time is up, and I can't tell anybody about my one push-up that I...